This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
I'm blissed. You sound as if you're in a barrel.
Do I really? I haven't changed anything. Maybe John, our engineer at GCN, can do something about that.
I hope everybody else can hear you, but voice is very distorted.
John is okay. We think it's Dr. Shealy. I just talked with the engineer. So Dr. Shealy, I can hear an echo at your end. Dr. Shealy, did you get a chance to watch the Clinton Trump debate?
You got to be kidding! I wouldn't give one breath to watch any debate, but especially with the bitch from hell.
So how do you really feel?
Well, I don't think we have enough time to tell you how much I really feel about that one.
Well, here's why I was asking you. You know, there have been reports on the internet about her health and her deteriorating health and how she's has to lean, hold on to things, and she has to have a pillow behind her when she sits. If she's being interviewed, she demands her staff demands a pillow to support her back, and she holds on to things and she holds on to people, and there are aides around her who, you know, make sure she's okay and run up to her if they think she has a problem. And so my question was, during this alleged debate, this 90-minute televised event, I watched her, and I was very interested in watching her health, her behavior, her mannerisms, and she was excellent. I sorry to say that, but she delivered succinct points, hard-hitting punches. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to be at the other end of her words, because she was pretty rotten and mean. And Donald Trump was, you know, pretty much a gentleman in almost all cases, but she was on the attack and kept him on the defensive for 90 minutes. And here's the point: that didn't seem like her. She would smile and she was happy and she was pleasant, and not the Hillary that I know, not the Hillary that I've seen for years. Well, I don't know. I don't know that, but it sure didn't seem like her. And my question is it possible to take someone who may have Parkinson's, someone who may have pneumonia and Parkinson's, someone who may have some other neurological maladies, and pump them up with something to make them appear to be like a healthy person, and then maybe the next day have it all crash down? Is that possible?
Of course.
Well, that seems to be what I saw.
Nothing like a huge dose of cortisone.
Really? Okay. So a huge dose of cortisone?
Yeah, because she was a temporarily boost.
Okay. She was really delivering very quick attacks, very brilliant attacks. And it seemed to me like someone was coaching her, or she had committed to memory all these attack points to beat up Donald Trump. She was very, very effective at it. And if you didn't know better, if you were naive, ill-informed, uninformed, you might think that Hillary Clinton was the one we want to be president. But I could see all through that, and I'm sure our class could as well. But the GDP, the generally dumb public, might not have seen that.
Of course, that's
kind of disheartening.
Well,
so the question was, medically, could she be pumped up?
Oh, yeah. There are all kinds of boosts that one could give that could give you a couple of hours of, you know, energy.
Well, that's all she needed. She only needed a couple hours of energy. Now,
right.
What happens, Dr. Shealy, when those medical miracles, those drugs, wear off? What would we see?
Usually they rebound pretty much in the opposite direction, but, you know, by subtle pumping, if you will, it might be possible for them to keep her going for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Now, the rebound after that would be horrendous, but it's possible.
Okay, so my questions were of medical nature. Okay. Well, I appreciate you telling us that because it sure seemed like it was a performance-enhanced behavior that I saw. I did not see the Hillary I expected to see. I didn't
well,
see
remember,
the
athletes use this kind of thing all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are other things like, I mean, all kinds of athletes get dumped when they're found to be doping. It's called doping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any way that we would be able to tell from her behavior if she was doping, or would it require some body fluids, you know, blood?
Yeah, it would require a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
Or urine. You could do it in 24-hour urine, or even a spot urine would tell some things.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of people are on one side of this or the other. I don't know anyone on our team who is for Hillary Clinton, as a matter of fact.
No, that's not possible.
Yeah. So you don't know anybody who's for Hillary either, right?
Well, yes, I do.
I have
two sisters-in-law and my middle child. They are as far left-wing as I am libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't talk, but
when we used to vote, Dr. Shealy, and I'm not sure we're going to vote in this election because I don't know if it. I don't think. Well, my vote doesn't count because it's the Electoral College that will decide who will be selected as our.
That's the biggest bunch of bull in this country, almost.
Yeah, I think we should call those who are in the Electoral College that allegedly represent us. I think we should call them up and say, hey, just want to let you know. Now, this is the address I have for you. Is that still current? Just want to make sure.
I'm trying to see how many I need to take a hit on you.
Oh, gee. And just want to make sure this is your current address, because, oh, by the way, how are you planning to represent our intentions here at the Electoral College? And I just want to make sure that, you know, I can save everybody a trip. Jeez.
Oh, but, love you, Matt.
Oh, man. So, Dr. Shealy, I was making spaghetti sauce yesterday, and I kind of like spaghetti. My whole life, I've liked spaghetti, and I remember Dr. Norman Shealy talking about gluten and using gluten-free pasta. So, I was making some spaghetti sauce, and I was thinking, I wonder how Dr. Shealy makes spaghetti sauce. Do you have a recipe that you would like to share with us that would be healthy, nutritious, good for us, and maybe even tasty at the same time?
Well, I start with virgin olive oil, and next I put into that a couple of cloves of crushed garlic, and a sliced and diced onion or two. And then I add beefalo, ground hamburger type meat, and I stir all of that up and let it begin to brown. And as soon as it gets to the earliest stages of browning, then I add a very thick tomato sauce. You know, I can lots of tomato sauce. So let's say I might put in a quart of a thick tomato sauce. And then I add a few bell peppers that are also canned or frozen. And then I cut up a, depending upon how many people are going to be eating, maybe 6 or 10 inch long piece of smoked beef and chicken sausage, and a little oregano and some black pepper, and I just let it simmer for minimum of 30 up to a couple of hours. That's it.
Okay, and obviously you do not use an aluminum saucepan, right?
Oh, no. In general, I cook this in a cast iron, big cast iron frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear how you make it. And so I wrote down your recipe, and it's the same exact recipe that I have, literally, except one ingredient substitute. We use black Angus beef instead of beefalo. We raise black Angus.
Well, of course.
And we raise
beefalo. And that as long as it's farm raised, it's good.
Mm-hmm. So that was virgin olive oil. We use extra virgin, I assume that's what you meant. Raw onions cut up, diced, 2 cloves of garlic, tomato sauce, bell peppers, frozen is what we use. A little bit of black pepper, oregano, and there's one other thing that you put in. Oh, oregano. Yeah, same thing. Same exact thing. Now, do you grow your own spices, Dr. Shealy?
I don't. Unless you call bell peppers and things like that spices.
I was thinking basil, oregano.
Oh, yeah, I do basil.
Thyme. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my favorite.
Okay. And what I like in the summertime is basil, extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of vinegar on cut tomatoes on top of gluten-free noodles, cold.
Right.
Absolutely great lunch. Toss it. It's a great lunch. And it's almost free. Almost free. Dr. Shealy, and I'll be right back. Dr. Shealy, I'd like to talk about acne. And I read a post that says acne sufferers can live longer than non-acne sufferers. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Chile's with us. Dr. Chile, yesterday we had the opportunity to discuss the alleged debate. And our number one, right into it very early, we mentioned that it seemed like a medical miracle that Hillary looks so good and performs so well. And headlines on the Drudge Report, I looked at it before we went on the air, and this headline wasn't there. But shortly after we reported it, the Drudge Report came out with the same thing. I'm not saying that the Drudge Report listens to us. I'm just saying that it and we came up with the same conclusion. And the headlines yesterday said, medical miracle. She stands for 90 minutes. And there's a picture of Hillary at the podium. So I just wanted to share with you that we're not alone thinking that this was enhanced performance. Any comments on that before we go into acne?
No, you know, I think it's almost certain that if they, you know, from what you said, that they use some kind of drug, which in Olympic sports is forbidden.
Yeah, and I don't think there is any prohibition against doping or drug using
in politics.
Prescription compounds in politics, right? It seems like anything goes in politics, especially including not telling the truth.
Right.
And there was a lot of accusations about not telling the truth. But you know, I was very surprised during the debate that with all the attacks that were made on Donald Trump, that there were some attacks about about his wealth. And he never said, by the way, Mrs. Clinton, my research tells me that 5.7% of the Clinton Foundation actually goes to charity, and the rest of it, you know, is like your piggy bank. Is that true? Or you know, your daughter, Chelsea, doesn't look anything like like your husband. Is Webster Hubbell her father? He didn't say that either. And what about your son-in-law, who lost 90% of his customers' investments in his fund? What about that? And what about your husband's zipper? Is it super glue that keeps that up? You know, or what have you done?
There's no super glue
to work on
do that.
he's still at it. He's still you know, the reports I read, he's still doing the best he can with what he's got. You know, with other women. I mean, I keep reading stories like that. And Mrs. Clinton, I typed into a search engine, Clinton, deaths. And there are a whole bunch of over 80 people who have died, you know, that were close to you. It seems like it's really a dangerous business, being your friend. What about that, Mrs. Clinton? So Donald Trump did none of that. Maybe he's waiting. Maybe he's waiting for round two of the debates to launch into that. And I hope that people realize how evil she is. She wants to tax us more. And the way she delivered increased taxes, you know, people were probably smiling and saying, this is great, this is great. Yeah, I love it, because, you know, we need the government to have more digits, more of our hard-earned wealth. We need to turn that over to them, because they obviously can do a better job than we can with it, because we're drowning in debt. So, and then she talked about Trump's bankruptcies. And she's presiding over one of the largest the largest bankruptcy in the history of the planet, which is the United States bankruptcy. We are bankrupt. And she is part of it. And she has been for years. And then I was thinking this morning, Doctor, I'm kind of on a rant here. I was thinking this morning, so let's say a typical person might be fortunate enough to live to 80 years of age. And so we had Barry Satoru in the White House for 8 years. That's 10% of a person's life. And then we had the Clintons for another 10%. That's 20% we've had these thugs in the White House. Then you put the Bushes in there. Pretty soon you realize we have been run over for most of our lives by these
politicians. Well, actually, we've been run over for a minimum of the last 103 years. Since the blank, blank, blank Federal Reserve was unconstitutionally created.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when we come back, Dr. Shealy, can we talk about acne sufferers living longer? Their telomeres seem to be longer. And is that possible? And that was reported at King's College in London. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Medical doctor, surgeon of the year, brain surgeon, author of over 30 books, broadcaster, and Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And Norm at NormShealy.com if you'd like to email him. Dr. Shealy, acne sufferers, I've read, tend to live longer than those who do not have acne. And it says on this post at thetelegraph.co.uk, for many years, dermatologists have identified that the skin of acne sufferers appears to age more slowly than those who have not experienced acne in their lifetime, and they suggested that the whole body ages more slowly. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I read the article, and it's all over the Internet, and hey, halitosis is better than no breath at all, and this is one of those situations where, you know, what seems in teenage a significant liability is long-term a significant health benefit. And apparently it is some genetic predisposition, so the two go together. I thought maybe it had something to do with the pituitary, well, it probably does have something to do with the pituitary. I had hypothalamus, endocrine system, but they didn't go into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed they didn't go into much detail as well. Dr. Shuley, have you noticed that the young people, let's say in high school, where you've attended, the people you know, who, like the guys who could grow sideburns faster than the other guys, the gals who physically developed breasts faster than the other gals, they seem to age faster than the others. Have you noticed that when you get to see them 20, 30, 40 years later?
You know, it's so hard to tell because I don't, well, the people that I know best, I didn't know when they were, mm-hmm. until they were in graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I don't know anyone from my high school class.
Okay.
So I haven't been able to check that. I can tell you that of my 82 people who graduated together in medical school 60 years ago, only 32 are still alive.
You know, I read many, many years ago that the average life expectancy of a medical doctor is less than that of a
doctor. Now you're quoting one of my least favorite people.
Yeah, and how can that be true?
It's not true. I spent 2 years getting the facts, and that is one of the biggest lies in his book.
Mm-hmm.
The average physician actually outlives the average American by 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
He had him dying something like 20 years younger.
Yeah, but, like 57.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. He that's an absolute lie.
Great. It's great to have clarification on that. Now, it would appear that of all the professions, being a medical doctor is one of the most stressful. Is that true, Dr. Shuley?
Well, yes and no. In people with a graduate education, it is one of the more stressful.
Well, I'm thinking of a guy like our friend, Dr. Sergey Sorin. He must have, you know, he's in the emergency room. And they don't call it the emergency room for nothing. I mean, it's life and death all the time.
Well, that's certainly the most stressful field in medicine as well.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, you know, how, that was one of the questions I have for you today, Dr. Shuley. As we head toward the abyss, we're closer and closer toward the abyss, the collapse, the chaos, the financial collapse, the supply chain collapse, the power grid collapse, the radioactive fallout, all these bad things that are happening. We're surrounded 360 degrees by all of these threats, toxins, poisons, and so forth. As we get closer to the ultimate collapse, and I believe it's certainly within my lifetime, and the lifetimes of our class and instructors, how do we cope mentally, knowing this, and then when it happens, how do we make sure that we make decisions clearly, effectively, rationally, and don't do stupid things and make stupid mistakes that could cost us our lives? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think first of all, it comes from being organized and prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that personality, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, it's that simple. There are people who, you know, live moment by moment, and there are those who plan decade by decade, and that's the difference. Unfortunately, in my opinion, a majority of Americans do not fall into the organized, prepared personality category. And that has gotten infinitely worse over the last 60 years.
Conscientiousness. Comes down to conscientiousness, yes?
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
I was thinking about... Go ahead, Dr. Shilley.
Well, if you don't have it, you could develop it, but it takes a tremendous amount of effort if you didn't develop it by the time you got out of high school.
And that makes a lot of sense, because it seems there's so many people I have tried to talk with over the years to explain conscientiousness in terms of preparedness, in terms of survival, in terms of keeping our families intact, you know, through tough times. And most people say, you know, look, if it gets bad, I'm just going to go out to eat. You know, I won't have it in my refrigerator. Yeah, I get it, but I'll just go out to eat. They don't understand that the guys who would be serving them and cooking for them and waiting on them at the restaurants aren't going to have anything to eat either. And there's not going to be any supplies in the restaurants, and no one's going to work. They don't get that point. But, you know, it's hard to argue with someone who just says, it's going to be, don't worry about me. I'll just come to your house, or, you know, I'll just go out to eat. I don't know how to fix that. So pretty much when I get to that point, I go, okay, that sounds good. Yeah, you do that. Dr. Shilley, I've noticed that... there is possibly a common thread among many of us at USA Prepares, the instructors, and probably those in class today as students. And that is that we are not afraid to move. We're not afraid of change. And I think man is generally resistant to change. If they do something and they like doing it, they just keep doing it. That's why we shop at the same stores, at the same gas stations, go to the same barber or beautician to have our hair cut or dyed or whatever we have done to it, go to the same doctors, and we go the same way to work every day if we're fortunate enough to have a job. But I have a feeling that one thing that is common or somewhat common among our instructors, this loose group of people we call, this loose association, I should say, of people at USA Prepares, that we're not afraid to move. I've moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, back from the West Coast to the East Coast, moved from Virginia to Missouri. You moved from Wisconsin, right, Dr. Shilley? You weren't afraid
that,
to.
It was like Australia, Cleveland, Boston, Missouri, South Carolina, North Carolina, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm wondering if those, I don't know if you'd call them traits, lack of inhibitions to moving, to relocating, to moving where you hardly know anybody, if you know somebody, are aligned with preparedness, having less fear of some of the unknowns. Just saying, you know what, I know we can do it. I know it'll be okay. I've done the research. I mean, I don't think we blindly just move from one place to another without knowing. I think we do the research and then we say, you know what? We've got enough information. I think it's going to be just fine. Let's go do it. But I don't think there are a lot of people who are willing to do that, Dr. Shilley.
Well, that's true.
Have you found that?
You know, let's face it. With everything in life, there's what's called a bell curve.
Mm-hmm.
And... there's a very small percentage of people who fall in the lower end of the bell curve, and they die off quickest, if you will. And then there's a very small percentage in the upper part of the bell curve, and they're the ones who live the longest, if you will, and survive best. And then the great majority of people up there at the top, they get by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in that line of thinking, I read your email about the cost of being a couch potato. It's darn expensive to sit there.
Isn't that interesting? I mean,
absolutely. Would you share that with us, please?
Medical costs every year are excess $2,500 for those who are couch potatoes. Now, even if you can afford the medical insurance and take care of it, just think of the suffering. You know, I don't care how long I live, but I do care that I'm healthy while I'm getting there. And the idea of a chronic, debilitating, dwindling illness, any of them, from diabetes to cancer to coronary artery disease, you know, every one of them, it's a drag. I don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. $2,500 a year in extra medical expenses. And then it goes on to say, assuming they will die not later than 70 and suffer innumerable disease problems, is it talks about $125,000. It's an enormous amount of money that we're talking about.
Right.
We'll be back, Dr. Shule. I'd like to share with you a little assignment I gave my class when I was teaching elementary computer science in college.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the season. For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Back in the 1990s, I was asked if I would teach a college course in computer science, and I would consider this an elementary course. So I was teaching applications like word processing, spreadsheet, database, things like that, the operating system of computers and some of the hardware. So one of the assignments that I gave my students was to construct a spreadsheet, and they wanted to know what we could construct a spreadsheet about. And I said, well, how many of you smoke? And some of the hands went up, and I said, well, okay, great. So what? How much does it cost to smoke? And, you know, I was Columbo at the time. And so I heard, well, you know, maybe $5 a week, maybe even $10 a week to smoke. I said, well, let's find out. Let's use this spreadsheet application to see how much it actually costs. So let's put down, you know, you buy a carton of cigarettes, how often do you do that? And do you ever have like these, do you ever run out? And you have these emergency trips to the gas station to buy a pack of cigarettes. Well, let's put, how far is it to the gas station? And let's put in the cost of that trip to the gas station plus the exorbitant price of the cigarettes at the gas station. They're way, way, way overpriced. And do you ever, like, drop ashes on your car seat? Does it put holes in the car seat? How much does it cost to fix that hole in the car seat? And your sweater. And do you ever burn holes in your shirt? And what about being absent from work? How many of you are paid by the hour? Do you ever get sick? And do you think you get sick more often than others who don't smoke? So how much does that cost when you're absent from work? And so forth. So this spreadsheet appeared that it was just going to have one item in it, you know, buying cigarette cartons once a week. And it became kind of a long spreadsheet. And what they found out was this $5 to $10 a week was actually over $1,000 a year. And that's, you know, without dying early. So Dr. Shula, I just wanted to share with you that we may think that we're doing something that's really not so good for us, and we may lose 7 years of our life for smoking a little bit of cigarettes, or maybe 14 or maybe 21 years. But there are other costs as well. And then there's the secondhand smoke, and those in the family are getting sick, and all that. So there are costs of smoking. And I asked you in previous broadcast, can you smoke habitually and be well? And what is the answer to that, Dr. Shuley?
No. Not possible.
Not possible to smoke, to be an addicted smoker, and be healthy.
No.
Okay. Let's see. There was a man I was reading about, Dr. Shuley, on the internet, and this guy had some erratic behavior. So a call goes into the police. He's a 30-year-old black man in San Diego, and he was outside of a San Diego in front of his sister. The cops came, and he was acting erratically, and to keep him from hurting himself, they killed him. They shot him. And the police collected the cell phones of everybody they could find in case there was some video. And the cops were put on, two cops shot him. And one used a taser and one used bullets. And they killed this man. And my question to you, Dr. Shuley, first of all, I would say never call 911 in a situation like this. Because this is the kind of thing that happens over and over. This is not the first report of this. But what could cause a person to act erratically, as described by the police? He was acting erratically. Could it be dehydration? Could it be excessive heat? Could it be over medication? Could it be drug use? What could it be?
All of the above. Anyone or more.
And maybe if a person is acting erratically and he's not pointing a rifle or pistol or a shotgun at someone, maybe the police should say, tell you what, you seem like you're confused, why don't we all sit down? Instead of aiming their guns and killing people. How about that? How about that? And that's the kind of thing that leads to these violent protests and fires and looting. Dr. Shuley and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements, and I'd love to learn about the sapphire crystals that you're offering on your website, Dr. Shuley. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.